Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Morning Dose. Calmer tone across risk assets during Asian trading session, led by Japanese indices leading the way amongst their peers and China posting a weaker tone post-economic data release. The offshore yuan was little changed, even as data showed China's economy hit a mid-year rough patch. The lira slipped less than 1%, trading around 6.9 per US dollar. The US dollar strengthened across the G10 and Japanese yen, along with Swiss franc, the only currencies appreciating given the safe haven bid. Benchmark developed market sovereign bonds holding and well supported. 10-year maturities of US Treasuries at 2.88%, while similar maturities of UK gilts and Germany bonds at 1.25% and 0.3% respectively. Italian bond yields once again under pressure, widening 11 basis absolute yield terms to 3.08%. Industrial metals were slightly weaker, while gold edged up after sliding below $1,200. This morning, Chinese industrial output and retail sales growth missed estimates in July, while year-to-date fixed asset investment was the slowest since at least 1999. Please refer chart on the Morning Dose for further information. Argentina policymakers rose their 7-day policy rate by over 500 basis to 45% in a move to stabilize its currency in the wake of the stress in emerging markets, and announcing it will sell $500 million to support the peso. Today, the quarterly report of U.S. consumer borrowing and indebtedness will be released today by the Fed, including data on mortgages, student loans, credit cards, and auto loans. India's consumer price index surprised lower in July as it decelerated to 4.2% year-on-year from a downwardly revised 4.9% year-on-year in June. A further drop in food inflation coupled with the start of a waning of an unfavorable base effect drove the headline CPI downwards. Benchmark 10-year bond yield down 3 basis to 7.8%, while the Indian rupee is currently at 69.97 against the US dollar. Thank you and have a great day.